Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome back to Radio Islam International on this Friday evening. This is our special Hajj broadcast program, continuous Hajj program that we are having, and just about 8 or 9 hours left before the Hujjaj will be proceeding to Mina, where the first day of Hajj will be commencing very shortly, or within about 8 or 9 hours time, where the first day of Hajj will be starting. So inshallah we'll be crossing over time and again to the kingdom and speaking to different people and asking them about their Hajj experience thus far and what atmosphere they are, what atmosphere is it around them and what they are feeling right now. But before that, we cross over to Saudi Arabia and we speak to Sheikh Bilal, who's originally from Zambia and currently studying in Madinatul Munawwara, where Sheikh Bilal has embraced Islam in 1991. So we're going to speak to Sheikh Bilal, who's gone for Hajj, and inshallah we'll be asking him about his Hajj experience. My engineer indicates to me we do have Sheikh Bilal on the line. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sheikh, this evening?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very much fine, just getting ready for the day tomorrow, the first day of Hajj.
Sheikh Bilal, indeed you are amongst those fortunate people where the Muslim Ummah all over the world are wishing and desiring they could be there right now where you are.
No.
Sheikh Bilal, firstly, you say you're from Zambia, so briefly take us to your journey to Islam. How did you embrace Islam? What was the reason you accepted Islam?
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. It was in 1991. My father used to be the headmaster at a government school. So he thought of taking me and my twin brother, who is resident in Escort in South Africa there, for an Islamic school. He thought that a private school is much better than a government school.
Sure.
So we went to this Islamic school, basically for the school, which was much better. But in the process, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to embrace Islam. Sure. And this is how we embraced Islam.
So are you first time on Hajj, or did you perform Hajj previously?
Alhamdulillah, this is my 11th time of performing Hajj. I've been performing Hajj since 2001.
Subhanallah.
Then I break off. By the time I was at the Madinah University, the 8 years I was there, I did my Hajj each and every year.
Subhanallah.
Then the time I graduated later on, I did the other 3 Hajj, which this is the 3rd Hajj now I've done after graduating from Madinah University.
Indeed, you are very fortunate. Now, Sheikh Bilal, what aspects of Hajj would you say will unite and strengthen one's iman, especially if they are new Muslims, from carrying out different rituals of Hajj? And you said you perform Hajj about 11 times already. So what aspects of Hajj would you say will strengthen one's iman?
Basically, when it comes to the part of Hajj, I would like to say that mainly it comes with a person when he's preparing for Hajj from back home, whereby he knows what he's going to do. But when it comes to here now, this aspect, a person mainly when he comes and see the Kaaba, which he was seeing on the videos, on the TVs, then now he looks at this is the reality. Then when he comes again, he's seeing the people in Mina. Especially the Arafah day is a day where everyone feels that really this is my faith is increasing, because now I'm crying, I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and everyone, God for all of us, but each and everyone by himself. This is a particular time where I see that people really, they look at that this is Islam and unifying us with the one particular uniform, which is the ihram cloth in a white cloth. This really makes a person who is new to feel that Islam really is one.
MashaAllah, Sheikh Bilal, you performed 11 Hajj. So from among those 11 Hajj, which Hajj will stand out for you the most, which Hajj have vivid memory about?
From the all these Hajjis, because this time I've been coming, I'm working with Al-Asad Travel and Tours, which is an agent for Hajj in Zambia, because in Zambia I've got 2 particular companies. So I've seen that the Hajjis which have come, the 3 Hajjis, it has been so better for me, because I've been there teaching people about Hajj, guiding people about God, making sure that the people, they do their Hajj step by step, day by day. So this particular Hajj, the last three Hajjis have been so effective, I feel that I'm there for people, trying to guide them and making them to do the Hajj.
Sheikh Bilal, talking about agents and talking about Hujjaj coming from Zambia, give us a background. What's the procedure like for applying for Hajj visas from Zambia, and what's the procedure?
The procedure, basically, Al-Assad, this is the fourth time it is doing Hajj, alhamdulillah. We have Express Tours, which has been there for us for a long time, but we have now Al-Assad. The procedure for Hajj this time, mainly, if a person has got a residence in Zambia, he has got a permit, then the system now has opened up. It's very easy. You just apply through this particular agent. It's easy. But when it comes to a person who has got a permit, he doesn't have a permit, but he is in Zambia, it's difficult for him to apply for a visa through Zambia. Like an example, whereby if a Zambian is applying for a visa, we give that the application forms and the requirements which the embassy wants for us to submit when this person is applying. So we have to submit according to the requirements which the embassy wants. Otherwise, without those requirements, the embassy will reject that particular applicant that he has not met the applications. So we normally submit those particular applications to the clients, giving them this is what they want. When you are applying, can you fill up this and give us this particular document? Then we proceed taking the documents to the embassy for the visa.
So what sorts of preparations that takes place prior to Hujjaj coming for Hajj in Zambia? Is there any Hajj classes taking place or other preparation that takes place?
Alhamdulillah, for Al-Assad, we have been doing classes for the past 3 weeks. Saturday, Sunday, we were always having classes for 3 hours every day, for each day. We had the preparations for Hajj for them. Even where we are now in Mecca, we still have classes every day at 10 hours to Dhuhr time, trying to remind people, teaching people about why they are here and what they should do and how they are going to do their Hajj. Continuing until we go to Mina, we still have some lectures with them throughout until we finish the process of Hajj. So the classes have been there, alhamdulillah, have been providing those particular classes.
You being the muallim of the group, what sorts of advices are you giving them right now, the day before the first day of Hajj will be taking place, just 8 or 9 hours left? What sorts of advice you gave in your last sermon?
The advice normally is that the people always, they should not do what they are seeing other people are doing. Because I've seen that mainly what is affecting the Ummah today is a part of Shirk which is being widespread now. Because someone sees someone is doing this, then you want to imitate. So I advise them that please, before you do any ibadah, try to consult if you don't know anything about that particular ibadah. Consult from the people you are around with, the sheikhs you are around with, the muallimina you are around with, so that I advise you that you are going to do the right thing. You may just do something which is wrong without you knowingly. So I advise them that please make sure you do the right thing. Make sure that you do not make any partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are here in Mecca. Make sure that the ibadah you have come to do here, it has to be the perfect, because you don't know whether you are going to come back next year. So the ibadah we do, it has to be in the perfect manner by us asking, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, is'alu ahlu dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun, seek the advice from the people of knowledge if you don't know. So I'm advising with this particular ayah that always when we want to do any ibadah, let us find out so that we are sure that this is according to the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sheikh Bilal, in your group, do you have more elderly people or young people? What sorts of age groups do you have in your group?
Alhamdulillah, we have all the ages. We have the elderly people, which is a good number, about 10 of them. Then those, you see, the men, we have about 5 of them. Then the women, have got 5 about them. Then the mid-age, and the minimum age we have is around 29 years.
Okay.
So that is the ages which we have.
Now, what sorts of arrangements are made for tomorrow morning? How will you be departing from, are you currently based in Azizia or in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Sheikh Bilal?
We are basically in Zahir, in Makkah.
So what arranged?
What we have arranged already with the, our office, Maktaba 21, where all the southern countries are, that's where their office is. We have arranged with them that they are coming at 03 with the bus to come and take us to Mina. I know by the time people will be preparing 03, it will be Fajr time, maybe we'll pray Fajr from here, then immediately we go to Mina.
What do you advise?
Has already been provided for that particular journey.
What are you advising your group? It's better to walk or travel in a bus?
What we have advised the group is that we want to do the whole group, since we had classes from Zambia, and we have come here as one family. So we have advised that we are going to do everything together. Now, looking at the elderly people we are in the group, so I advise them that, no, the best way is to use with a bus because of the elderly people, so that we can cut, we can be with them throughout the process of Hajj.
Sheikh Bilal, since you were there last time, should be last year, what developments have you noticed, what differences have you noticed in the kingdom itself?
Alhamdulillah, the last time I was here and this time I've seen that there's a very big difference. Firstly, is the extension, the opening of the new extension of the Masjid Haram in Makkah here, that they have opened now. Last time it was not open. So this time they have opened that particular angle. The Masjid is bigger and now we know that there's a lot of people, at least people, they can still use that particular Masjid which they have done. And there is a lot of development which I've seen also even in Medina. Last time I was there in Medina and this time there is a very big difference in terms of also the services which they have done. Yesterday I was in Mina, we went to check our tents in Mina. The air cons which they were using last time, they have completely changed all the air cons in Mina and they have put up the new air cons. So they are, because some air cons they never used to work, but now the air cons which we saw yesterday, and it is so amazing that everything they have put up new and it's showing that really this is a nice preparation for the people to go for Hajj.
What's the atmosphere like around you and with your group? What's happening now? Are they resting already or what are they doing at the moment?
Alhamdulillah, yesterday most of the people they had gone to Haram Masjid and they spent the night there and they came to today. Some they came after Jum'ah, some they have come after Isha, and most of them they are resting because they know by around 02 I have to wake them up to prepare. So I've advised them that you need to have enough rest to start that particular journey so that when time comes for the bus for us to move, we'll not have those particular difficulties that people they want to sleep. So most of them now, they are resting, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Finally, before we let you go, Sheikh Bilal, we would like to ask you for some advice. And also those listeners that are listening to you on Radio Islam, what sort of advice can you give them, especially those people that are really yearning to go to Saudi Arabia and perform their Hajj also? What sort of advice can you give them?
Firstly, Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it farz for those people who can manage to go for Hajj. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man istata'a ilaykum sabila," for those people whom the way it is easy for them to go for Hajj. I know that the packages for Hajj sometimes they become so difficult for the people to come out to just bring out that particular money to go for Hajj. I would advise the people, those who are making intentions to go for Hajj, if they make a plan now or saving some money every month, by next year inshallah they will be able to come for Hajj by themselves. This is the first thing I've seen that I had in my group of some women, about two women, who told me that they were saving this money from last year. I saw it, wallahi, it is so something amazing that someone who was saving money from last year and this year she's able to come for Hajj. I said, mashallah. This, I think, I can also tell other people to do similarly the same way. Secondly, the preparation for Hajj, we should always not think that most people, they think that I'm still young, I can't go for Hajj now because I still have some life to pray around. But we don't have that particular agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time He's going to get our soul. A person should be prepared now. There's no age limit to say that, no, I can't go for Hajj now. If you are able to go for Hajj now, go for Hajj now. Maybe when you come for Hajj, you see the experience of the Muslims, the whole world, they are gathering at one place, maybe it will make you to change your lifestyle. Because this time now, you are looking at the benefit of Hajj. The only reward for Hajj is Jannah. If that particular Hajj is accepted, is Jannah. A person, when he comes for Hajj, is looking forward to have that particular Jannah. So for him is to say, let me go for Hajj now, and I do away with my lifestyle which I'm doing, because at any time my life can go. Then secondly, Hajj is a symbol of unity, a symbol of us standing Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those brothers who are back home, they should also resemble the people who are in Ihram, who are entering into Ihram tomorrow. The days of fasting, the features of Hajj, which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the first 10 days of Hajj, that these are the days which are greater than any other day of the year. And this is the time that our brothers and sisters who are back home, they should also resemble the people who are in Ihram. If those people who never thought that they're going to sacrifice and now they want to sacrifice, let them refrain from cutting their fingers. Let them refrain from shaving the hair. So that they resemble the person and they prepare that particular other hair, the animal which they want to slaughter on Monday, which will be the Eid day for them, that they prepare in that particular manner. And a beautiful animal, an animal which is fat, and preparing this particular animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the meat which is we are going to slaughter, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants the taqwa which we are going to have when we are slaughtering that particular animal. And again, this is a particular time a person should realize that the year of Islamic calendar is ending, and how do I start myself with a new year if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me that particular life? What are the changes I'm going to have in my life? So this is the advice mainly I can give, looking at this specific way of how people they can come for Hajj in an easiest way, and the way which other people have taken as a practical way of coming for Hajj by having the savings monthly until next year they'll be able to come for Hajj. Inshallah,
Sheikh Bilal, we really appreciate that you have taken out your time to speak to us and give us some advice and give us updates with regards to what's happening today in Makkah al-Mukarramah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your hajj and make it easy for you and your entire group.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbi. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'm so happy to have this particular time and participate in the program which you have invited me to this. I'm hoping for that, inshallah, one day I'll be able to come and visit the radio station in South Africa, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah, most definitely. You are our neighbor living just in Zambia, so you are more than welcome, inshallah. And you also mentioned that you have a brother living in Ascot, so when you come visit your brother, come visit us here in Johannesburg also.
Inshallah ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Sheikh Bilal, who embraced Islam in 1991 and currently on Hajj with a group. And Sheikh also studied in Madinatul Munawwara and performed 11 times he performed Hajj, speaking to us with regards to his brief journey about Hajj, or rather with regards to Islam, and then also with regards to Hajj and what advices he was giving his group and telling us what's happening currently now. So that brings us to time right now is exactly 9 o'clock. Next up, we have our news bulletin with Mulana Waja. And after the news bulletin, we'll move into our final hour, where we'll be crossing over once again to Saudi Arabia and speaking to different Hujjaj, their experience and their feelings. And we'll be speaking to first-time Hujjaj as well. So stay tuned to Radio Islam. Next up is the news bulletin with Mulana Waja.